Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney, Democrat of New York's 18th District, in office since 2013. Sean, as always, I want to thank you for coming around and talking to us. It's so important to us, and we appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Okay, let me start about, as promised, about talking to you about the closure of the Indian Point nuclear power plant. Governor says, got to do it, because it's just too dangerous. I can't see where he's wrong about that. There are others like Rob Astorino and others who have raised questions, the Republican of Westchester County, who've raised questions about it. Where are you?
I support it, but I have a lot of concerns. And what I have been saying since the day I got elected is that I believe there is a responsible way to move away from Indian Point, to replace the power, to safeguard the jobs of the people working there, and to decommission it in a way that can actually be an economic benefit to the community, because we have seen that where we have recommissioned nuclear power plants, there for several years you're going to get a big spike in the amount of economic work there, and that's good. But also you got to keep energy prices low, and you've got to do this in a way that is smart. And that means you do it over a period of time, and you don't do it precipitously. But I think the governor's on the right track here. The evacuation plan is a joke. It's always been a joke. If they have a major accident at that plant, we are going to have chaos and disaster in a very densely populated region. It's just a few miles north of New York City. You would never put it there today. So all of us who live in the region should be delighted that we can remove forever the specter of a nuclear catastrophe in the Lower Hudson Valley. But we have a real responsibility to the local community in terms of the jobs and the people who work there, and to all of us in terms of energy prices, to have a smart plan for replacing the 2,000 megawatts that plant can generate. I think there is a way to do it. If you look at the new generation online, if you look at the transmission opportunities, and if you look at the opportunities for greater conservation, there's a smart way to do this without spiking energy prices. And I look forward to seeing more of the details from the governor's office, but we're pretty much on the same. He's on the right track on this.
Sean Patrick Maloney, I guess the next environmental thing that I want to talk to you about is the anchorage sites on the Hudson. For some reason, we're now being proposed to that we have places for ships to dock along the Hudson. Environmental people are visibly upset about this whole thing. What can you tell us?
Well, they're right to be. It's a dumb idea, and I'm dead set against it. I have been very active on this, including introducing legislation to very specifically identify where you can and cannot do this kind of thing. We shouldn't be doing this stuff in a lot of the areas they've been looking at around things like Indian Point, around sensitive areas like West Point. So here's the bottom line. I have met with the Rear Admiral from the Coast Guard on this personally. Just in the last week, we have been extremely active on the committee where I sit, which has jurisdiction over the Coast Guard. And I believe that we will be successful in either stopping this proposal altogether or severely scaling back what they proposed in a way that would make more sense. Here's the key. The key is if there are legitimate safety concerns, if there are legitimate issues of public safety or of danger to the environment, and the existing anchorage sites, because there are existing anchorage sites, there are already two, if those are inadequate, then I am willing to be responsible and listen to these guys on the minimum additional anchorage they need, but it should look nothing like the plan they have. And I think we can kill that, and we should.
Are they asking for more than they know that they're going to get just to, as a negotiating strategy?
Maybe. I can't answer that question. I can tell you the idea that there'd be 10 is nuts, and it's not going to happen on my watch.
So what exactly do they need it for again?
Look, the Coast Guard doesn't decide in a federal waterway what kind of commercial traffic comes down. So they're looking at it and saying, look, you got all these oil barges coming down the Hudson River now. A lot of Bakken crude moves down the Hudson Valley, both on rails and by barge. And if it's going to be done, and again, they don't get to decide whether it gets done, it's got to be done safely. They have anchorage sites where these barges stop as they move down the river. One exists north of Kingston, one exists down near Yonkers. My argument is that that's sufficient, and we can continue to rely on those, particularly if we're going to see the volume of crude diminish because of the compression in global oil prices. There's no reason to believe we're going to continue to see the rate of growth in crude shipments that we've seen over recent years because of the decline in oil prices. And we have seen that on the rails. There's a lot less oil moving on the rails. By the way, it's a very important question, and it's not for the Coast Guard, but it's a very important question to ask why the heck we're in a situation where we've let the Hudson River become and the Hudson Valley become a de facto pipeline for Bakken shale, crude. I mean, why are we having billions of gallons of crude move down the river and the rails, and is it being done safely? And we've been very active on making these trains safer and getting our first responders up to speed and having the right materials to fight potential accidents and getting new technologies on the rail to prevent accidents, derailments, and grade crossing accidents. And the barges are the same thing. You have an accident with one of these things in the Hudson River, it's going to be catastrophic. And I'm very concerned about it. And the last thing I want to do is have a parking lot in some sort of archipelago of oil barges, stretching up the Hudson River. And we're going to stop it. I want people to understand. But look, there are going to be some legitimate safety issues, and I want to make sure we address those. What I don't want to do is because the oil companies or the people running these barges are too lazy or too cheap to do it the right way, to give them more berths than they need in the river in sensitive areas. We need to find out what is the legitimate safety issue, if there is one, and then what is something that is just a subsidy to private industry when they should be paying for it themselves, and not doing it at the expense of our river, which we are, by the way, spending so much time and energy to clean up. I mean, as I think you know, Alan, I've been very active on holding GE's feet to the fire on getting the dredging going and finished so we can really get the PCBs out of the river once and for all. I mean, the river is an economic engine for our region. It fuels tourism and waterfront development and our quality of life, and we must be good stewards of it, and we should not be doing things that will take us back to a time when it was a polluted industrial Superfund site. Because we're making progress on the PCBs and everything else, and we need to be smart about how we manage economic activity going forward.
So let me ask you, we only got 2 minutes here, but I still don't get it. When they park, who tells them that they should park? Do they tell themselves? Does the Coast Guard say, pull in over there and stay there for a while? How does that work?
The way it works now is there are existing anchorage sites, one up near Kingston and one down near Yonkers, where they are able to set anchor. As it turns out, there is a large collection of these vessels that drop anchor north of Kingston out of the existing anchorage sites, which is a violation. They are allowed to do so only if they declare an emergency. There's some sort of safety issue or a genuine emergency. But for the Coast Guard to chase around and to find out every one of these guys that is dropping anchor for the wrong reason or to force them to declare emergencies when they don't have one is a lousy system. So the Coast Guard started with a fair concern that they've got a bunch of vessels that are parking outside of the existing anchorage sites, and they want to bring some order to that. I just think they've way overdone it with this proposal, and we're going to stop it.
Sean Patrick Maloney is, of course, the congressman from New York's 18th District. He's been in office since 2013. Sean, as I always thank you, because it's so wonderful to have you come and talk to us and explain stuff that, frankly, I never knew why they were parking over there. Now I do.
Well, no problem. I get paid to do this. It's always a pleasure.